This is Degaris Masculist MGTOW Flyers. That is 2-3-page essays on the themes of masculism and MGTOW, written by and read aloud by Prof. Dr. Hugo Degaris. This is flyer number 683, part 2, entitled The Biconscious Masculist Warpath Against Monoconscious Feminists. Carrying straight on. The rest of this flyer is devoted to suggestions on how biconscious masculists can go on the warpath against monoconscious feminazis, destroying them, wiping them out, forcing them to convert themselves into biconscious feminists, or pay a horrible price of not only not getting a man, but being cast out of society, spat at by both sexes, and viciously rejected both socially and sexually. Here are some suggestions. Biconscious masculists who have monoconscious feminist girlfriends, partners, wives, can dump them. Typically, once a former male feminist boyfriend becomes well informed of masculist ideas, he starts seeing the monoconsciousness of his girlfriend, partner, wife, as hypocritical and bigoted. So he becomes disgusted with her and dumps her. Typically, once a biconscious masculist has dumped his former monoconscious feminist girlfriend, he then moves on to have a relationship with a biconscious feminist who is a lot more agreeable to be with, since the biconscious feminist has lost her former monoconscious feminist anger at men for the ways that men oppress women, because that feminist anger at men has been cancelled by her female masculist anger at women for the worse ways that women oppress men. Being nicer, this now biconscious feminist is a lot more likely to have and to keep a boyfriend, since she is now so much more approachable by men and less likely to be a misandrous, male-dumping, feminazi cunt whom all men despise and forced to rot on the shelf by totally ignoring them. In the UK, only 7% of women profess publicly that they are feminists, even though the large majority of British women agree with the main feminist ideas that women should have equal rights with men and equal opportunities, etc. The reason why only 7% of British women profess feminism publicly is that they are afraid that if they say they are feminists, then that will be the kiss of death for them in terms of getting a boyfriend. Since monoconscious feminists are so despised by men, by British men, that these men want nothing to do with monoconscious feminists and punish them so severely that these women tend to rot on the shelf, manless and despised. So, for biconscious masculists, this 7% statistic is encouraging, but these 7% of monoconscious feminists are very vocal and a real pain in the ass for biconscious masculists, so need to be converted into biconscious feminists. So how can biconscious masculists do that? By haranguing them viciously in public. When a monoconscious feminist says something misandrous in public, using monoconscious feminist ideology, then when there are several masculists in her audience, they can then stand up and harangue her out of the room with truly vicious, hateful, masculist ideological statements to make her very painfully conscious of her own sexist, hypocritical bigotry and to tell her that she is hated by men, most men, for her awful monoconsciousness and that if she wants to have a man in her life, in brackets, 99.5% of women are heterosexual, so even the most rabid of feminazis is still dependent on a man for her sex, close brackets, then she had better convert herself to being biconscious by learning some masculism, or she will be spat at by most men, as most men become biconscious, learning from the masculists and the MGTOWs how women oppress men much worse than vice versa. These biconscious masculists in her audience can hurl such things at her as, dash, quote, learn some masculism, you monoconscious feminazi cunt, you sexist, hypocritical bigot. Learn how women oppress men so much worse than vice versa, with women's horrible, decades-lasting gender crimes against men, such as women's manslavery, women's divorce rape, women's forced fathering, etc. We bi-conscious masculists are fed up with the hypocrisy of monoconscious feminists and bite their fucking heads off when we come across them. We masculists have a very effective strategy to force monoconscious feminists like yourself to become bi-conscious feminists, and that is we target your boyfriends by teaching them masculism so that they convert themselves from being monoconscious male feminists to becoming bi-conscious masculists. So that if you don't become bi-conscious faster than he does, then he will start seeing you with his new bi-consciousness as a monoconscious, sexist, hypocritical bigot. He will then become disgusted with your monoconscious hypocrisy and will dump you. I hope I have put the fear of God into you this evening so that you get shit scared that if you don't become bi-conscious by learning some masculine ideas, in brackets, you can study from the many videos on masculism on YouTube, X, etc., close brackets, then you are going to lose the man in your life. Masculists expect women to be bi-conscious and punish those severely who aren't, but by totally neglecting them, forcing them to rot on the shelf, thus effectively exterminating them, slowly. When a monoconscious feminist journalist writes a misandrous article, then she can be harassed on the telephone or in the comments section of a blog by angry bi-conscious masculists, making her conscious that her monoconscious misandry and hypocrisy is hated by men, and that if she doesn't convert herself to bi-consciousness, then she will rot in the monoconscious feminist graveyard, manless and spat at for her hypocrisy. When some monoconscious feminist in an ordinary conversation expresses monoconscious misandrous views, then the bi-conscious masculist in that conversation can attack her with vicious masculist hatred, scaring her that her monoconscious is no longer tolerated by men, masculisted men, who see her as a hypocritical bigot to be viciously rejected by men. Sons and husbands can do something similar to their mothers and wives. When millions of women are thus forced by men into bi-consciousness, when it becomes clear to millions of women that millions of men no longer tolerate monoconscious sexist bigotry in women, then women will become highly motivated to become bi-conscious, or they know they will be horribly punished by men. They know that 2/3 of young men in the US already reject young women and refuse to even date them. The core idea of this flyer is that the time is ripe for most men to stamp out monoconscious feminist hypocritical bigotry by expressing bi-conscious masculist hatred against it, going on the warpath against monoconscious feminists, aiming to wipe them out so that nearly all feminists become bi-conscious or rot on the shelf, dying slow, miserable deaths, manless, loveless, childless, and bitterly lonely on antidepressant drugs, as is the case today with 1/3 of middle-aged women. This process is well underway, as shown by a Morgan Stanley projection, that half of US women will be single and childless by 2030. Cheers. Prof. Dr. Hugo de Garis. Email profhugodegaris@yahoo.com. Website profhugodegaris.wordpress.com. In brackets, click on the Masculist tab for 680+ Masculist essays and their videos. See also a London Real interview on masculism at AI will kill 1 billion people - do we create our exterminators? Professor Hugo de Garis - London Real in brackets. See the last half hour of this 2-hour interview for the Masculist segment. Close brackets. These flyers are available in text and video formats on Minds, BitChute, Odyssey, MGTOW.tv, X, and YouTube. There are nearly 1,000 of my Maskus videos on YouTube that can be accessed by searching for the channel name Dagaris Maskus Videos. That's all one word. But you'll have to look towards the end of the search list to find them. Ha ha. Ciao.